Chapter 26. The elves in the room had resolve. They weren't easily rattled or surprised. They weren't without passion or personality either, but they were quick-minded. Brows lifted, mouths sighed. The expressions on their faces were unforgettable. Bezog sat on the dais holding his head. Shum was the only one who didn't change at all.
"Are you certain about this?"
Lydorn said, frowning. It bothered me. Lydorn always featured a pleasant smile. Nothing ever bothered him. Not 100 charging orcs, not 1,000. But this did. I stared at the ocular of Ore. It was brilliant, beautiful, pure as the face of an elven maiden. It hummed, twinkled, stirred the bones under my scales. My dragon heart thumped in my chest.
"No,"
I said.
"I'm not."
I stepped onto the dais alongside Bezog and patted his shoulder. His eyes looked up at me, pleading.
"Do it, dragon, do it."
I could feel the warmth of the ocular. Its glow caressed my scales. Warm, inviting. A mother. An old friend. My eyes began to water. The closer I went, the more my stomach turned. A struggle brewed within me. Pride, vanity, arrogance, power. They clashed with all that was right within me. What was left? An image of my father formed in my mind. Patient, powerful, kind.
"Do it,"
I said. The elves encircled me. One twitched his slender fingers. The pendant floated from its station and dropped over my neck. Someone was holding my hands, my arms. Others muttered incantations. Soft, strong, melodious, chanting. I closed my eyes, exhaled, let go. Warmth coated me from head to toe. Every hair tingled on my head, my legs, my arms, my chest. The mystic power soaked in, washing me from the inside out. I squeezed my eyes shut. The light was blinding through my lids. I heard voices, ancient, wise, in languages no man had ever heard. Cleansing energy raced between my feet and my heart. My heart thundered in my chest. Something deep inside me was being dug out. Strong, dark, like a tick made of morite. I started to shake.
"What's happening?"
Bezog cried out. I slung one elf from my arm, then another. I let out an ear-splitting roar. The light of the ocular died. It floated from my neck back onto the pedestal. I fell to my knees. A shaking leaf, a snake's rattle. My mind a cloud in the air. Time passed. Faces drifted in and out.
"Dragon! Dragon!"
Lydorn said, jostling my shoulder.
"Can you hear me?"
"Huh?"
I had a funny taste in my mouth. Unpleasant was more like it.
"Yeah, yes. Yes, Lydorn, I can hear just fine."
They were tending the elves I'd slung into the wall. Bezog stood alongside Shum, staring. I stood up, gently pushed Lydorn aside and extended my arms. My black dragon arms were as beautiful as ever, claws still as sharp as knives. I felt my face.
"Anything happen?"
I asked. Lydorn eyed me from head to toe.
"Nothing at all that I can see. It seems either you're still cursed, or you were never cursed at all. I believe it's the latter, Nath Dragon."
I hid my smile. I was elated. But what should I say?
"I felt something, though.
Old wounds being mended."
I feigned a sigh. "I am disappointed. I really thought this would work. even though, and don't tell Renoir this, I was scared at first. I patted Lydorn on the shoulder. I don't think I'm cursed. I think I am the cure. Thank you for trying, Lydorn. With a thoughtful expression on his face, he squeezed my hand that rested on his shoulder.
It was our pleasure, Dragon. And I wouldn't speak of this to the others,
Lydorn said to everyone.
We prefer that rumors of the Ocular of Ore being lost remain so. It is a closely guarded secret. Come, they'll show you out.
I shuffled by Shum and Bezog, head down, hiding the golden glimmer in my eyes. Back at the place of meet, Bezog separated himself from the others in his mind. The others talked, partially explaining where they'd been. But it was clear enough. They planned their trek to find Sansla Libor, the Roamer King. The Ocular of Ore wasn't mentioned. It bothered him that he couldn't speak of it to Sasha. What if she asked? What would he say? Wizards were masters of the partly true story. But he couldn't deceive the one he loved.
Bezork?
Lydorn approached, alone, a solemn look in his eyes.
What do you think?
Bezog said,
I think Dragon is glad he isn't cured. I think he wanted it that way.
Lydorn looked over his shoulder where the others gathered. Dragon was laughing, joking. All eyes were upon him, even the elven troubadours and maidens.
I share your thoughts, Bezog, and I wonder if the Ocular could cure him, and he didn't let it. The Council certainly hoped that it would. This news that it didn't will be dreadful.
Lydorn shook his head.
Dreadful indeed. Why do you say so? What do they know? What do they expect? Some of us were still around for the last Dragon War. I was younger then, but many saw the black dragons. Nath makes them uneasy. Nelsimbor is in unrest. We were hoping to prevent something that might not be preventable.
Are you saying war is inevitable?
Bezog said.
You are as much a great historian as you are a wizard. What do you think?
I think I'd better keep a close eye on him.
Lydorn looked hard in his eyes.
I think we all better do that.
Lydorn slipped a bracelet over Bezog's wrist.
What's this for?
Keep me posted, Bezog.
Lydorn turned to walk away.
I wish you all the fortune in Nelsimbor.